This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners. And here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, we'll check in at the ongoing Western Canada U16 Challenge Cup in Calgary. Top WHL prospects there competing for their province. Team Alberta co-captain and first overall pick in last May's Bantam Draft, Peyton Krebs, will join us in moments. WHL leading goal scorer early in the season is Michael Rasmussen of the Tri-City Americans. We'll catch up with a big power forward. Swift Current Broncos have been one of the best road teams this year and near the top of the Eastern Conference. First-year head coach Manny Vivero set to talk some Broncos hockey with us. And Tyler Benson is back and in a big way. WHL Player of the Week will join us later. The Western Canada U16 Challenge Cup continues in Calgary. Team Alberta trying to repeat as champs. Co-captain Peyton Krebs kicks off this week's show. Peyton, first of all, this tournament here, you guys are the defending champs. Can you guys do it all again this season representing Alberta?
Yeah, for sure. I think we have a great shot, for sure, at taking the title back. But, you know, we're taking it day by day, win by win, and we're just focusing on today against Manitoba, and hopefully we can get the win.
Yeah, we talk here day after your opening victory against Saskatchewan. Hey, game-winning goal. You hook up with Dylan Holloway, an Edward Silvertips prospect. Take me through that two-on-one up the ice there in the final seconds.
Yeah, for sure. You know, it was a good feed by Liam Keeler, and I was able to do the rest, and Holloway gave me a nice opening there, and he was able to put puck in net for the boys, and it was a great feeling for sure, and very excited.
Your co-captains with Kirby Dock, a prospect of the Saskatoon Blades, but as you look around your room there and your team, who catches your eye? Who are some of the players on Team Alberta to look out for this year?
I think everyone's got their own skills and their own, they excel at their own things, but there's definitely some guys that stand out. You know, there's Bowen Byram, we got Matthew Robertson, we got a whole bunch of a whack full of first-round picks, and, you know, it's a huge asset to have, and we're very excited, and hopefully we can show our A-game tonight against Manitoba.
Hey, Peyton, we last chatted on this show before the WHL Bantam Draft, and you were looked upon as one of the top prospects, and lo and behold, you go first overall to the Kootenay Ice. Take me back to draft day and that honor to be picked first amongst your age group.
Yeah, you know, it's definitely a great feeling. You know, I think if I was picked first or last in the draft, I'd still have the same motivation to make the team the next year. Or as a 16-year-old, you know, it was a great feeling with my family. My family very enjoyed it, and I'm very excited to be a part of the Kootenay Ice, and I'm just excited to get things going.
Your defenseman this year with the UFA Bisons in the Alberta AAA Midget Hockey League. With the Kootenay Ice, any talk of when you'll make your ice regular season debut now that you're a signed prospect?
Yeah, sure, you know. We're not quite sure yet, but anytime I get the call, I'll be ready. And as for now, I'll just be focusing on Team Alberta and CFR Bisons. And when I do get that call, I'll be focused on Kootenay, and hopefully I can make the best out of it.
All right, well, you're trying to lead Team Alberta there to the Western Canada U16 Challenge Cup. You guys defending champions as we catch up with Peyton Krebs, co-captain for Team Alberta, first overall pick in the WHL Bantam Draft last May. Peyton, thanks for this. Good luck this weekend ahead, and we can't wait to see you here in the WHL.
Thanks, John, very much.
You're listening to the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Tri-City Americans forward Michael Rasmussen is making his mark. 17-year-old forward began the season with 4 goals on opening night.
Great way to start the season for you.
Yeah, obviously opening night was big for us to get it started with all the fans and everything, so it was good to contribute that way, yeah.
8 goals as we speak right now, you're leading the league. Did you think that you could get a start like this in your draft year here for this team?
I don't think you try to think about numbers too much. I think you just focus on working hard and playing with your teammates. I have a lot of good teammates to play with, so I think those are the things you focus on.
Michael, as we sit here and talk, you know, you're a big kid, and that's something you can use to your advantage out there, and that's why a lot of scouts are talking about you as a potential first-round draft choice. But tell me about your skills and your game and, you know, what you think you can do.
Yeah, I think, obviously, like you said, I'm a big player, so I like to use my physicality to my advantage. Obviously, I think I'm a smart player, so I try to just find my teammates and play with my teammates and just work my hardest out there.
Michael, your teammates, your line mates, take me through them. Who are you playing with so far this season? How are you guys getting it done?
Yeah, right now I'm playing with Tyler Sandu and Vladislav Lukin. So I think both those guys are tremendous players, and they help me a lot. And I think also on the back end, we got great D and 4 good lines. So I think all those guys contribute to my success.
When people start throwing around first-round NHL pick for you, what's that like, and how do you handle something like that?
Yeah, like I said before, I think I just focus on the things I can control, and that's my work ethic. So I think as long as I do that and work hard, I think things will come for me.
What's the upside of this Americans team this season? You're a big part of this club. You know, you want to get back in the playoffs after missing last season. So where do you think this team is headed?
Yeah, I think we're headed for big things. I think obviously last year we were a bit of a young team. So I think this year everyone's growing up and everyone has more experience. So I think big things are ahead for us, and I'm really excited.
Is there a player you model your game after in the NHL, a player you look up to, maybe a big power forward like yourself?
Yeah, I like to watch and sort of model my game after a guy like Alex Barkov of Florida. I think he's a big player, he's a smart player. So I think a guy like that I try to watch.
Okay. Well, Michael, it's been a great start for you. Try to keep it going here with the Americans, and good luck this year, okay?
Yeah, thank you, John. Appreciate it.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League.
The Swift Current Broncos have a new man behind the bench. Former WHL defenseman Manny Viveros is guiding the club and has them out to a quick start.
You know, I think that the biggest thing that would best describe our hockey team is that we got a lot of young kids from last year that are rolling in, ready to make that next step within this league and in their careers. And, you know, it's been a real treat to work with these kids from the get-go, from training camp. And they've adjusted to our system for the most part really well. And they come out and they've worked hard in games and more importantly in practices. So you see that these kids want to get better and want to get to that next level here. So you know, the credit's got to go to these young men, because they want to get better every day, and we seem to be step by step getting a little bit better each week also.
Yeah, good teams can win on the road, and that's the way you guys have been able to do it. You're unbeaten in regulation on the road so far this season. How do you chalk up the road success? What do you chalk it up to so far?
Well, I think a philosophy that we use here is that, you know, if you're going to be a good hockey team, doesn't matter whether you play at home or on the road. You're going to have to win, you know, in tough buildings. That's something that's more of a mindset type of thing. And then I think it's more important is that when we go into these buildings against really good hockey teams like Prince George, Kamloops, Kelowna, we got to concentrate on what we got to do best to help us win and play our game. And you know, we want to not sit back, and we want to be proactive in how we play our game and skate and get involved in the game as early as possible.
For you, Manny, this is your first head coaching gig in the WHL, so this is all new for me. Of course, you were a top end defenseman of the Prince Albert Raiders, but you know, coaching back in this loop again, getting back into the Western Hockey League circuit, how's it been for you?
It's been an absolute honor, actually, and a treat just to work with, get back to the Western Hockey League. You know, I've been gone for quite a few years over in Europe, but we've always had a special place in the Western Hockey League. We always kept up to date what was going on. I had a son play in Portland with the Winter Hawks for 4 years, so we follow this league very, very closely. And so I've always been a fan of this league, and very honored to have an opportunity to work in the best junior hockey league in the world.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Vancouver Giants forward Tyler Benson back from injury, leading the way for the Giants on a recent winning streak through Alberta. A voice of the Giants, Brandon Batchelor, has more.
Tyler Benson, the Western Hockey League Player of the Week, and coming off four straight wins in the province of Alberta for this hockey club, and some personal success for you as well. How are things going right now? You must be feeling pretty good.
Yeah, feeling very, very good. Team success is showing results for everybody. Everyone's playing well right now, and it's proven in our statistics right now, and we got four wins in a row.
For you personally, after all the injury troubles you went through last year and going through a little bit of it to start this season, how rewarding is it to have that success, not just as a team, but for you personally, and to be recognized for that?
Yeah, no, it feels good. I mean, I'm getting chemistry with my line mates, and just feeling good on the ice. I think we're only going to be getting better and better.
Speaking of those line mates, Thomas Foster and Ty Ronning, what is it about the three of you that's worked as a line, particularly on the road trip?
I think we're just smart players out there. We all have good offensive instincts, make smart plays out there, and we're just good at finding each other on the ice.
How important was the stretch last week with the victories for this team, particularly with the way things started at the beginning of the season? Players like yourself and Ty Ronning away, Thomas Foster was hurt, so that's your entire top line at the moment that wasn't in the lineup, and you've got some good production from guys like Radovan Bondra as well.
Yeah, no, we've been getting a contribution from everybody, which has been good. It's been showing in our wins. I mean, every game we have a new guy that's been scoring and contributing, so it's been good, and it's been good for everyone's confidence.
Meanwhile, Ryan Kubik named the goaltender of the week in the Western Hockey League, so when you've got the player of the week and the goalie of the week in the league, you know you're doing something right. What has his game done over the last few games in terms of being a good backstop for you guys and allowing you to play confidently in front of him?
Yeah, no, he's been playing well. He's been making big saves for us, and he definitely gives us a little more confidence offensively to be able to
go out and make more plays.
And, of course, we talked about this a little bit as well during the road trip, but you've had some success in the province of Alberta to be able to go home to your native province, to win four straight games, to have the success you did. What did that mean to you?
It was good. Just to be back in Alberta, be able to play in front of my family again and to have them there supporting me, it was a good week.
And playing in front of the Oilers brass at a bunch of those games as well, including the win at Rogers Place. Was that something that provided you extra motivation, knowing that those guys were watching?
I guess so, yeah, but I was just out there wanting to play my game and help the team win and do whatever I can.
Tyler, thanks a lot for this. Congratulations on the WHL Player of the Week.
All right, thank you.
Hey, and that's the show. I want to say thanks to our guests as well as thanks to Brendan with the Giants for his help this week. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.